It's Tuesday evening in Williamstown. That's where 83-year-old Wanda McClurg is dancing with the Hills of Kentucky Cloggers at the American Legion Hall. Wearing white laced-up clogging shoes and a hot pink T-shirt, sporting the dance group's name, McClurg's feet move quickly in time to the music along with 15 other dancers. The red-headed octogenarian has been clogging for nearly 40 years.
I don't let anything interfere with my clogging on Tuesday night. No matter what, I will go to my class on Tuesday night. I have missed. If there's something really special going on at church, I may miss. But Tuesday night is my night to clog.
And you don't let anything interfere with that?
No.
Why?
Because I love it.
The Hills of Kentucky Cloggers, led by instructor Fonda Hill Harkelrode, are returning from their six-week holiday break. Fonda is Wanda McClurg's niece. She's been the director of the dance group since 1991. Her classes, held in Williamstown and Ludlow, include students from ages 5 to 83. Fonda and her aunt Wanda agree. The Appalachian folk dance is great exercise and isn't difficult, but it takes consistent practice. Fonda says beginners start with 8 basic steps.
You have to start at the basic level, and it doesn't matter if you have 2 left feet, because most of our dances start on the left foot, so maybe you're ahead of the game there. We'll take several months to give you the basic steps. There's basics, there's triples, so each movement has a specific name, and then as you build through that, we'll have choreography that builds more and more, and then you'll learn various steps.
Over the years, Fonda's classes have competed and been featured on broadcast TV. But now they mostly enjoy performing at holiday events in Williamstown and festivals like the Appalachian Festival in Cincinnati. She says one of their all-time favorite places to perform is the Kentucky Wool Festival in Falmouth.
They come to see us. When we show up there, those benches are full. They are there to watch us, and we have been doing that our whole 30-plus years of having the clogging team.
In 2006, Kentucky designated clogging as its official state dance. On this night, several families are learning in the beginner class. Maggie Cooper is clogging while carrying her baby on a front pack and holding the hand of one of her daughters. She brought 5 of her 6 kids to the class. Cooper says clog dancing is affordable family fun and great exercise.
It is Kentucky. It's like our state dance, and it's our heritage. I love it, and it's a skill set that not a lot of kids have nowadays, and I get to do it with them while having a baby attached to myself.
The Georgia-based National Clogging Organization serves 23,000 cloggers worldwide. That's according to Executive Director Susan Phillips. She says the dance has been featured recently at the Country Music Awards and on reality shows like America's Got Talent.
It has plateaued to a good mix of recreational and competitive clogging in Kentucky. And the media exposure has recently increased the popularity of it.
A variety of songs can be used as music for clogging, and for some instructors, the music is pre-recorded. But Lexington musician, activist, and clogging instructor Carla Gover frequently has her cousin, Art Mize, accompany her on his fiddle while Gover teaches the dance to classes online.
I do a lot of solo and improv dancing, and it's more focused on the sounds that I'm making and the way that I'm accompanying and having a dialogue with the music rather than the way my body looks or the outfit I'm wearing or the super precision steps that I'm doing.
In Western Kentucky, Barry Lanham is a clogging instructor with the Foot Stompin' Express dance troupe. Lanham has been involved in this art form a little over 3 decades. He first saw the dance at the Grand Ole Opry, which inspired him to sign up for classes to help relieve stress. He says the folk dance has been handed down from generation to generation. Lanham says the dance was influenced by a melting pot of traditions, including that of Irish, English, Scottish, African, and Native American.
It's just a combination, a blending of the different styles and nationalities. Other dances have taken forms from clogging as well, like tap dance, for example, is refined clogging. So it's just a very old, rich historical dance.
There are dozens of clogging classes in the state of Kentucky and many online. As for Aunt Wanda McClurg, she'll stick with her Tuesday night group in Williamstown.
It's good exercise, and I want to keep moving. And I've met so many good friends, and we're all like family. And I just want to keep on doing as long as I can. I'm old, and I want to just keep going.
For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson in Williamstown.